This is the season for summer camp, but the summer camp we're about to visit is different. It's called Camp Evergreen, and it's in White Bluff, Tennessee, outside Nashville. All the kids there have one thing in common. They've recently had someone close to them pass away. You could call it grief camp, and understandably, that doesn't sound like much fun. But as Emily Siner from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports, kids and counselors alike find some comfort in grieving together.
Camp Evergreen has all the trappings of a typical day camp. The counselors greet the kids with the requisite amount of cheer.
Good morning. Come here, Majesty. Over this way.
For 3 days, they go swimming after lunch. They do arts and crafts, like today's classic camp project, making a papier-mâché mask fitted to your face.
And we're going to dip them in water, and then we're going to place them around your face.
It's going to be goopy.
It's going to be goopy. And when it dries, we're going to paint it.
Teddy Cox works with a 9 to 11-year-old group. She's a chaplain with Alive Hospice, which organizes this grief camp. And that means almost everything they do here has a deeper meaning, like music time this morning. It's really about helping kids find healthy ways to express their emotions. The dog who visits their lodge, Daisy, she's a therapy pet trained to calm the kids down.
She's so excited about seeing everybody.
And Cox explains to them, this mask is not just a mask to paint. It's also a metaphor for grieving. One person, two emotions.
Inside and the outside. So how could you feel on the inside?
Sad, angry, mad.
So what you feel on the inside, well then what do you show to the world?
Happiness.
You just try to, like, not be a party pooper. You know? If you're not going to be happy, then you're just going to be a bummer.
Nathan Caldwell is 11. His dad died last year, and he says he often feels like he has to hide his sadness or anger.
So is this the first time that you've been in a place where there are a lot of other people who've gone through similar things?
Yes. It's just helpful that everybody else understands, and they won't judge you if you get emotional or get mad or anything.
What Caldwell says, I hear over and over from other campers, how frustrating it is to mourn for someone you love when no one else gets it, and how rare it is to be in a space filled with kids who have lost their special person, as one camper puts it. Some of the kids' special people died in hospice, which is how their families know about the camp. Others died unexpectedly, and the children were referred by other family members or school counselors. It was a social worker who told 9-year-old Alyssa Scott about Camp Evergreen. She was skeptical.
My mom died about in 2014. So when I think of camp, I'm thinking it's going to put me in this place where I'm like, I'm going to be just sad and depressed again, not going to want to do anything. But it's not. It's really just making me feel better.
Here she says you don't have to hide anything.
Because while I was at another camp, I told all of my bunkmates, they said that I had a weird and complicated life. But everyone here, I can say that I've lost my mother and my grandfather, and they're like, oh, I've lost these people also.
Even many of the camp counselors can say that. Keddie Cox, the chaplain, lost her dad when she was their age. Mia Webb is a new counselor, just 17 years old. Her sister died 8 years ago.
I think for younger children who have been through like similar things that I went through as their age, to see a 17-year-old still running around and being happy and like living life.
It's also been cathartic for her. On the first day of camp, everyone shared their story, including the counselors. Webb says it was intense. She usually doesn't talk about her sister's death to anyone, much less to a group.
At the beginning, like, this is not something that I just tell people, and one of the younger boys said, like, it's okay, we're all grieving, we're all here for you. And I was like, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Stuff like that usually doesn't happen at other camps. But perhaps the most striking part of Camp Evergreen is how normal it feels here most of the time. Like when Nathan Caldwell's papier-mâché mask dries and is taken off his face.
Oh, my face is free now.
Here, but it's got white stuff all over it.
It does.
No one here would choose the circumstances that led them to grief camp, but they make the most of it. Have fun, heal a little, and hope it will stick with them after they go home. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner.